Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 78 years ago, today in 1947, a team at Bell Telephone Laboratories developed the first practical transistor, a small solid-state device that could amplify and switch electrical signals and replace fragile vacuum tubes. That breakthrough sparked a revolution in electronics, enabling smaller, faster, and more reliable devices, from radios to computers, and laying the foundation for today's digital world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 31 degrees, with 2 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:15, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:10. It looks like we're in for some snow likely this morning, transitioning to patchy fog, then rain and snow this afternoon, with cloudy skies and a high near 38, accompanied by a light south wind. Tonight, expect patchy fog with rain and snow before 10 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 31 and a gentle southwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 7 with a high tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 43 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be partly sunny with a chance of snow before 2 in the afternoon, a high near 38, and northwest winds of 7 to 13 miles per hour with gusts up to 23. Christmas Day and Thursday remain chilly with highs near 39 on Christmas Day and lows near 19 Thursday night, while Friday into Saturday brings another chance of light snow with accumulations under a half inch possible and overnight lows in the low to mid-20s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Massachusetts Police Oversight Board has suspended the certification of former Massachusetts State Police Trooper Michael Proctor, who was fired earlier this year for his conduct during the Karen Reed case. The Massachusetts Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission concluded that the suspension serves the best interest of the health, safety, or welfare of the public. Proctor, who was certified through July 1, 2026, must surrender any remaining state police credentials and equipment. He is also barred from working as a police officer in Massachusetts. Proctor can request a hearing before the commission makes its final decision on his certification. Now on to sports. The Kansas City Chiefs will be moving from Missouri to a dome stadium in Kansas in 2031. As confirmed by Governor Laura Kelly and team owner Clark Hunt. The new stadium, projected to cost $3 billion, will be located in Wyandotte County, while the team headquarters will be in Olathe, Kansas. Lieutenant Governor David Tolland called it the largest economic win in Kansas history. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell emphasized that this public-private partnership will enhance the Chiefs' legacy and benefit the region. The Chiefs have played in Kansas City, Missouri, since 1963, marking a significant shift in the NFL landscape. And last night, on Monday Night Football, Brock Purdy threw a career-high 5 touchdown passes, and Dee Winters returned an interception of Philip Rivers' final pass 74 yards for a score, leading the San Francisco 49ers to a 48-27 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Purdy completed 25 of 34 passes for 295 yards with one interception. Christian McCaffrey rushed 21 times for 117 yards and caught six passes for 29 yards and two scores. The 49ers have won five straight games, staying in the chase for the NFC top seed. Rivers was 23 of 35 for 277 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. In local sports, Jaylen Brown scored 14 of his game-high 31 points in the final quarter, and the Boston Celtics rallied from a 20-point second-half deficit for a 103-95 victory over the Indiana Pacers on Monday night. Derek White finished with 19 points, while Peyton Pritchard and Anfernee Simons each had 11 for Boston, which won its third straight game. Pascal Siakam led the Pacers with 25 points, and Andrew Nembhard contributed 20, as Indiana, the NBA's worst three-point shooting team, missed 19 of its 20 attempts from beyond the arc in the second half. Brown's best shot in the final quarter came on an off-balance three-right in front of Boston's bench, pushing the Celtics ahead 96-91 with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. In top news, the Trump administration abruptly recalled nearly 30 career ambassadors at U.S. embassies around the world, according to multiple officials familiar with the matter, in a move that senior officials said aims to better align the State Department with the president's foreign policy agenda. Ambassadors were told to return to Washington, giving them until mid-January to vacate their posts. The mass recall, coupled with numerous top-level overseas posts already sitting empty, is without modern historic precedent. At least 13 U.S. ambassadors from Africa were recalled, including from Burundi and Nigeria, alongside several in Europe and Asia. Concerns arise about the safety and well-being of diplomatic personnel overseas without seasoned leadership. In business news, U.S. officials have banned new drones made in China, sparking outrage among pilots. The Federal Communications Commission prohibited all drones and critical components from major Chinese manufacturers DJI Technology and Auto Robotics, citing national security concerns. The ban does not affect existing models in stores or already purchased. Many American drone pilots are hoarding products, fearing the loss of their livelihoods, as DJI accounts for up to 90% of the market. DJI expressed disappointment in the decision, arguing that concerns about its data security lack evidence. The ban poses a significant threat to many small businesses reliant on Chinese-made drones. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $88,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just under $3,000. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.89. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. At 15 years old, Belgian researcher Laurent Simons earned a Doctor of Philosophy degree in quantum physics from the University of Antwerp. He aims to enhance human biology to build longer, healthier lives. His research focuses on Bose polarons in superfluids and super solids. Simons has been recognized as the youngest doctoral recipient in Belgium, completing high school at 8, and a 3-year bachelor program in just 18 months. His thesis examines the behavior of impurities in supersolids, which supports unusual excitations. Simons plans to pursue a second doctorate in medical science with artificial intelligence, prioritizing rigorous clinical evidence. And in entertainment news, Steve Zahn believes Anaconda is the movie we need right now, emphasizing that it offers a refreshing dose of comedy in today's world. In a recent interview, he humorously dismissed claims that he was ever a serious contender for the role of Walter White in Breaking Bad, stating, "I think Cranston is lying." Zahn, along with Jack Black, Paul Rudd, and Thando Newton, portrays characters who risk everything to fulfill their childhood dream of making an Anaconda reboot. He describes the film as medicine for audiences, adding that it is both action-packed and laugh-out-loud funny. Anaconda opens in theaters on December 25th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Restlessness is discontent, and discontent is the first necessity of progress. Show me a thoroughly satisfied man, and I will show you a failure." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.